Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is given as a schus for Refuah Shalema Pratinuk Ben Ruchama Brandel, Elisheva Esther Bas Shifra, and Sarah Bas Bina. May they each have a Refuah Shalema Bimhera and Arichas Yamim Vishonim Tavois. Our share is also given in honor in the schus of all of the members of the IDF, the Israeli soldiers, and also all of the hostages and all of their families. We are mispalo for them, may Omek Libenu, that they all return home safe and sound. Take up Umiyad. We read the pasuk in this week's parsha. Vatabet ishto me'acharov, that Lloyd's wife looked back. Vatehi nitziv melach, she became a pillar of salt. Rashi HaKodesh tells us that Lloyd said to her, just give a little bit of salt to the guests that are here. Lloyd's wife said, this custom is bad. Why do you want to do it here in this place? The Zera Shimshin points out, she didn't have a taina on the mitzvah b'achnasas archim. If she would, then she would have argued about the tzorchei suda. She would have said, don't prepare food. So why was it that she pointed out just the salt? The Aruch HaShulchan tells us that salt is put on the table because the table is comparable to the mizbeach for kapara. The salt also protects from punishment. The Medrash states that when Bnei Israel fight, the sultan is mekatrig, and the salt is mechaper. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the people of Stoim, they were arrogant, bali gaiva, because they had so much abundant goodness, and they were not afraid of din or mazikin. That's exactly what the wife of Lot was arguing about. Why do you have this minig? We don't have to worry about punishment. We don't ever have to worry about anything harming us. It was that gaiva, it was that arrogance that led to her downfall. One time, the great tzaddik, Hagoyin Reb Aaron Kotler, the Rosh Yeshiva of Beis Medrash Gavoya in Lakewood, was asked to come to be the guest of honor at a dinner. He refused. He didn't want to be maskim. But then they explained that if he will be there, it will double the people's donations. It will excite them and inspire them. The Rosh Yeshiva then agreed to attend the dinner. On the evening of the dinner, he came into the room and they sat him on the dais. The first speaker ascended to the podium. He said, Hagoyin Reb Aaron Kotler reminds him of one of the Rosh Yeshiva of a Moligat Zeiten of the past. When he sees the Rosh Yeshiva, he sees in front of him Reb Baruch Ber of Kamenetz, Reb Chaim of Brisk. When the Rosh Yeshiva heard these words, his face turned red. Tears began to fall from his eyes. He tugged at the sleeve of the speaker. He begged him with pain in his voice, Loi nochoin, loi nochoin, it's not right, it's not right. It's not right. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezer Hashimshin. I wish everyone, Me'umke Deliba, Besuros Tavos, Yeshuos, V'Nechamos.